Tom King back here at Adams Friendship. One out already here in the top of the third inning. Ian Corbett, first pitch, grounded out to shortstop. And that brings up Ben Schubring, the DH. He singled and scored back in the first, and he just fouls the first pitch off the end of the bat, and it's 0-1. 3-0 Lumberjacks, top of the third inning. A line by Babcock, and the pitch, breaking ball. Schubring swings and misses over the top of it, and he's in the hole, 0-2. He's wishing he could see that pitch again. That was a breaking ball up around the letters. Here's the pitch, breaking ball in the dirt this time, bounces in front of the plate, and it's 1-2 now. 3-1, you want that breaking ball with two strikes, bounce it in the dirt, but not quite that far in front of the plate. Bounce it near the plate area, hopes the hitter chases it. Here's a ground ball to third. Scooped up, the throw across is going to draw the first baseman off the bag, and Schubring is going to be safe. That's going to be a throwing error on the third baseman, Chappie. And Schubring is safe on the error. And with one down, runner at first, that'll bring up Cam Gritzmacher. Chappie didn't throw that ball hard across the diamond. I'm wondering if the wind had some effect on that throw because it wasn't thrown that hard, and it took the first baseman off the bag toward the field. Pitch by Babcock in the dirt, bounces away from the catcher. That's going to allow Schubring to get down to second base. That's going to be a wild pitch. And Schubring advances to second with one out and a 1-0 count on Cam Gritzmacher. Gritzmacher had a windblown pop-up that dropped for a base hit back in the first inning. Play that should have been made. Stretch by Babcock. And the pitch, now they're going to fake the throw to second again. Nobody there. Schubring wasn't off that far. One ball and no strikes on Cam Gritzmacher. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt pops away again from the catcher back to the screen. Schubring will advance to third base. So now a runner at third with less than two outs. Gritzmacher will look to get something in the air if he can. Or even a ground ball. See where the infield is going to play this. They're down three. They'll play about halfway. Up at third and up at first. Shortstop and second about halfway. The pitch to Gritzmacher, that's down low again, 3-0 now. If he gives him the green light here, 3-0 with a runner in third base and one out. Stretch and the pitch, taking all the way, it's ball four. Oh, a strike called on the outside part of the plate, wow. All right, 3-1. That pitch looked way outside. Three balls and one strike. And the pitch. That's down in the dirt. Ball four. Gritzmacher will walk. And now there are runners on the corners with one out for Luke Strick. Strick reached on an error his first time up. Wind picking up here again. Blowing hard out to right field. Runners take their leads. The stretch and the pitch. That's bounced back up the middle. It'll score one if they can, unless they can turn the double play. The throw is going to be not in time. Strick is safe at first. They get the force at second. Schubring will score, and it's 4-0 Lumberjacks. Hard bouncer up the middle. The shortstop, Doolin made a nice play on that. Tags second base. His throw, though, was late getting Strick, and he's safe. We get a courtesy runner for the pitcher again. That's Brennan Becker. So an RBI ground ball, fielder's choice for Luke Strick. And Bryce Widmark will stand in. And a long fly ball to right field, and that is going to be over the head of the right fielder off the base of the fence. Here comes Becker. He's rounding third. He's going to score. Widmark's going to stand at second with an RBI double. He got that one up into the jet stream in right field, and that just kept carrying off the base of the fence. And Bryce Widmark has his first RBI of the season with the double off the base of the fence in right field, scoring Brennan Becker from first base. And it's 5-0 Lumberjacks. Tanner Denke will bat. pitched to Dinky, swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. Still only one out. Take that back, two down. Two down as Gritzmacher was erased at second base earlier. So runner on second, two outs for Dinky. Stretched by Babcock. Now another fake throw to second, but Widmark was only a few steps off the bag. Widmark takes his lead. And the pitch in the dirt. Locked that time by Beretta. And it's 1-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. The stretch and the pitch. That's old Chopper back of the mound. Babcock bobbles for a moment, throws in time for the out, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get two more. Two runs on one hit. There was one error and one left, and the score. After 2.5 innings of play, Lumberjacks 5, Adams Friendship nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Adams Friendship as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Lumberjacks leading 5-0, and the bottom of the order for the Green Devils. James Kiffer, the left fielder, will lead things off. Luke Strick has given up one hit, but he's faced the minimum after picking off the guy who got the base hit off first base. First pitch, breaking ball in the dirt. Hard slider that time, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball inside, and it's 2-0. Strick ready to work, 2-0, fastball that time on the inside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 2-1. Kiffer taking all the way. The pitch, I think that nailed him, didn't it? Was he able to get out of the way? I thought that hit him, but apparently not. It's 3-1. Must have gone off the catcher's glove. 3-1. Went back to the screen. Kiffer was just able to get out of the way of that high inside fastball. 3-1. Strick ready to work again, and the pitch. That's there for a strike just above the belt, and the count's full out, 3-2. Strick's a fast worker, just wants to get the ball and throw it. Infielders like that, outfielders too. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, foul tip, Brand holds on, and a strikeout for the first out of the inning here. And there's one down, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Garrett Bork. Another right-handed hitter for Adams Friendship digs in. Widmark playing even with the bag at third. Corbett even with the bag at first. Pitch, breaking ball, drops down low and inside, 1-0. First start of the year, just doesn't have quite the touch on the breaking ball that he will later in the season. The pitch, there's a fastball just above the knees, and it's 1-1. That curveball last summer had a lot of bite. The 1-1 pitch, that stays outside, and it's 2-1 now. They're counting pitches today. This may be his last inning. We'll see. They don't have anybody warming up yet, but the pitch, that's high. 2-1. They would like to have him available to pitch on Tuesday if, in fact, that game gets played. Coach Heinrich didn't think that Jack Torrizzani Field would be ready for that game. They may switch it to Marshfield. That's what's been done with some of these early games is flip sites. And now that's ball four, pitch in the dirt. Second base runner for Adams Friendship here this afternoon, and Seth Sparby, the second baseman and number 9 hitter, will stand in. If Marshfield's field is ready to play on Tuesday and East's isn't, I've got to think that that's at least going to be considered. so you don't fall too far behind and have too many games to make up later in the season. Strick out of the stretch now with the runner at the pitch. There's a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. 5-0 Lumberjacks. We're in the third. And the pitch. Fastball fouled out of play. And Sparby in the hole now, 0-2. Nothing in two. Runner takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. And there are two down now. In the inning, two strikeouts. And at the top of the order for Adams Friendship, Jacob Babcock will hit. He hit a little looping liner to third base to lead off the game. Strike out of the stretch and the pitch. High, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Strick ready to work. Here it comes. Took something off that one, and it goes outside. 2-0 now. Checks the runner. Held by Corbett at first base. Here's the pitch. Fastball rides inside, and he's behind 3-0. He was behind 3-0 to one hitter earlier and was able to get him. Work back. Let's see if he can do it here. Two down, runner at first. Bottom of the third inning. And the pitch. There's a strike outside part of the plate. 3-1 now. Babcock was taking all the way. The check of the runner. And the pitch. That stays high, ball four, so a couple of walks here in the inning have put runners on first and second with two outs, and Chris Becker, the center fielder, will stand in. He grounded out to short his first time up. Widmark and Corbett will both play back here with two down. Strick out of the stretch, here's the pitch. That's a little bit high, maybe outside, 1-0. Strick having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone here in this inning. He's got two offs, but he also has two strikeouts. Stretch and the pitch. That's down low, 2-0. The other thing a pitcher has to deal with, especially early in the season, first time pitching off a real mound as opposed to the fake mounds inside. There's a pitch, there's a strike, outside corner, 2-1. No matter how well you can simulate things inside the gym, it's just not the same. And it usually takes a while to get used to it. And the pitch, that's grounded towards second. Adam Peterson up with it, cleanly the throw is in time, and the inning is over. Becker went down and got that one nearly off his ankles and grounded out to second base. For the third out, for Adams Friendship in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left. And the score after three complete, Lumberjacks 5, Adams Friendship nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Adams Friendship High School, and a new pitcher for the Green Devils to face the Lumberjacks here in the fourth inning. Garrett Bork will move from right field to the mound here. And that has caused a number of changes defensively for Adams Friendship. Babcock, after throwing his three innings, has moved to center field. The center fielder Becker moves to left field, and the left fielder Kipfer moves to right, with Bork moving to the mound, and he will face Jordan Heiding. Top of the order here for the Lumberjacks in the fourth inning. East leading 5-0, and Heiding with two hits here in the first game of the year. A couple of stolen bases and a run scored. Nice start for Jordan, and he will lead things off here in the fourth inning. Bork is another right-handed pitcher, a little taller than Babcock was. Wind continues to blow a bit as the sun drops in the sky. It's going to be cooling off here shortly. There's a ground ball right back to the mound. Bork will grab it and throw over to first for the out. Heiding has really been aggressive at the plate tonight, swinging at almost everything he sees, and he bounces out to the mound on the first pitch here in this at bat. One down, nobody out for Willie Brand. Brand has flied to right and struck out in his two trips. First pitch is sent the letters for a strike, and it's 0-1. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball stays way up and out of the zone, and it's 1-1 now. East Baseball brought to you in part by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. There's a pitch grounded toward first, gloved over there. And the play made by Mason Fenner, and Brand is gone. Two quick outs here in the fourth inning for the Lumberjacks, and that'll bring up Eric Daniel. Daniel walked and scored back in the first and grounded to short. And Bork ready to work. Breaking ball just misses inside, and it's 1-0. The wind by Bork and the pitch. High outside, 2-0 now. Two balls and no strikes. And a pitch. Down in the dirt. 3-0 now to Daniel. The 3-0 delivery. Daniel taking all the way, takes a strike, 3-1. The line, the 3-1 pitch in the dirt, all the way back to the screen. Daniel's going to hustle down to first base, round and take a look. Freda gets back and picks up the ball, and Daniel will have a walk with two down here in the fourth inning. And that'll bring up Ian Corbett, the first baseman, who grounded to short and grounded to short. Two ground balls for Corbett here so far tonight. See if they put Daniel in motion right away, trying to get him down into scoring position with two outs. The stretch by Bork. And he stays where he is, and the pitch is a strike, 0-1. Daniel didn't have much of a lead that time. Daniel's got good speed. The stretch, still not much of a lead, and the pitch, breaking ball outside, and it's 1-1. The stretch by Bork and the pitch, fastball inside, and it's 2-1. The stretch by Bork and the pitch, swung on and missed. Daniel goes, the throw down is going to be dropped by the second baseman, and Daniel is safe. He hangs on to that, and Daniel's going to be out. Instead, Daniel is there at second base in scoring position with two down. Count 2-2 now on Corbett. The stretch by Bork, yeah, the pitch. Fastball lifted in the air to center field, and it's carrying back toward the fence. It's going to be off the fence, over the head of the center fielder. Corbett's going to have a double. And Daniel's going to score. That thing just kept carrying. It looked like the center fielder was there to make the play. That's Babcock, who just moved out there from the mound. It looked like he got there. I almost thought he made an over-the-shoulder catch, but instead it bounced off the wall. And Corbett's got an RBI double here in the fourth inning with two down. And the score now 6-0 Lumberjacks. And that'll bring up Ben Schubring, the DH. Schubring has singled and scored. He also reached on an error and scored as well. Stretch by Bork and the pitch. That's outside, 1-0. Cork with a long look in. Corbett takes his lead. And the pitch. That's driven in the air to left field. That's going to be a base hit. And that's going to score Corbett from second. Schubring is going to stay at first with a single. But RBI for Ben Schubring as he lifts a line drive into left field. And the Lumberjacks put two on the board here with two outs in the fourth inning. And the score now 7-0. Bork got two quick outs in this inning, but then a walk, a double, and a single. And it brings up Cam Grismacher, the right fielder, who has singled and walked in two trips. First pitch is a strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Nothing in one to Grismacher. Bork with the stretch and the pitch way high. Now a snap throw down, and Schubring dives back in safely at first base. 1-1 the count now on Grismacher. Long look in by Bork and the pitch. Breaking ball high inside. 2-1. Schubring takes his lead. And a pitch. Fastball. Snap throw down again. Schubring just gets back. Close play at first. Schubring able to get back. I think that pitch was a ball high and outside, and it's 3-1, I believe. So Grismacher should get something to hit here. The 3-1 pitch, swung on and missed, took a big hack, didn't get it. And the count full. That's the count you want, that's the kind of cut you want on a 3-1 count. If you get a pitch where you think you can handle it, take a rip at it. Full count, Schubring takes off, balls in the dirt, ball four. So a walk to Grismacher, puts runners on first and second with two outs. And Luke Strick will come to the plate. They may have him go another inning because I don't think they've had anybody warming up. Although Schubring was supposed to be, I think, the next pitcher, and he's out on the base pass now. Stretch by Bork, the check, and the pitch. In the dirt again, blocked by Ferretta, and it's 1-0. Schubring at second, Grismacher at first, take their leads. Here's the pitch, that's down low and outside, 2-0 now. The stretch and a 2-0 pitch. Chop foul at the plate, went after a high one, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Bork toes the rubber again and gets set. And the pitch. That's high. 3-1 now. Runners take their leads. 3-1 the count. The stretch. And here it comes. Strike at the knees on the outside corner. Good pitch by Bork right there. The count's full. Runners will get an early start here with two outs. And here it comes. That's ball four outside, and that'll load the bases. And Brennan Becker will run for Strick once again as the courtesy runner in this one. And they're going to take a trip to the mound and have a conversation with Garrett Bork. He started this inning with two quick outs, but since then it's been walk, double, single, walk, walk. Two runs in, bases loaded now with two outs. East Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care, open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Don't forget Lumberjack Baseball tomorrow night. Weather permitting, East will be playing at Chippewa Falls. We'll have the game live for you right here. Pre-game show at 4:45. First pitch set for 5 o'clock. So Bryce Widmark will stand in. Widmark has an RBI double and a fly out to center field in 2 at-bats. First pitch to Widmark is a strike on the inside part of the plate, 0-1. Nice pitch there, rolled in on his hands, but caught the corner. Bork working quickly, the pitch swung on and missed. Widmark was on top of that one, and he's in the hole now, 0-2. We're in the top of the fourth inning, Lumberjacks leading. Next pitch driven on a line to right field, that's going to drop for a base hit. One run will score. The cutoff throw misses the cutoff man, and that's going to allow Widmark to get to second. So Bryce Widmark with another hard-hit ball. The right fielder has to play so deep because of the wind here today that there was no way he was going to catch that one. A line drive to right field. It was a single. He goes to second on the errant throw from the outfield. Schubring scores. And Gritzmacher scores, so two runs in. And Tanner Denke lifts it to center field. That is going to drop for a base hit. Bloop single, and that's going to score two more runs. Becker comes in, and Widmark scores as well. And Tanner Denke has a two-run single, the blooper to center field. But it gets the job done. And after two quick outs in the inning, the Lumberjacks have put six on the board here. Stretched by Bork, and Jordan Heiding will stand in. They've got 10 nothing on the scoreboard, but my scorebook says 11. We'll double check that. Stretched by Bork, but Denke takes his lead, pitches high, and it's 2-0. Bork with the stretch and the pitch. Heiding takes. So after swinging at the first pitches he saw his first three at-bats, he has taken three here and 3-0. And the pitch. Ball four is high. Heiding will walk. East has batted around here in the fourth inning. That's the fourth walk of the inning, and that's going to be all for Bork. So after a good start to his inning, two quick outs, the wheels came off here, and it wasn't errors this time. It was walks and base hits. And it looks like the first baseman, Mason Fenner, is going to come in to throw here. Bork looks like he's going to move to first. So we've got a pitching change coming. We'll take a timeout. Fourth inning, 11-0 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Adams Friendship, where the Lumberjacks have broken this game open here with six runs in the fourth inning. And they lead it by a score of 11-0. Mason Fenner is the new pitcher for Adams Friendship. He comes in with two down, runners on first and second. And Willie Brand is the hitter, the East catcher. He has flied to right, struck out, and grounded to first. Looking to join the hit parade here. And the left-handed hitting Brand stands in. Fenner, big right-handed pitcher. Runners take their leads. The stretch and the pitch. Fastball high, popped out of the catcher's glove, but not far enough away for the runners to advance. It's 1-0. Brand digs in. Fenner's ready to work. Stretch and the pitch. Lifted in the air down the left field line, but it's going to drop foul and out of play. And it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. Runners take their leads. And Fenner's ready to work. Here it comes. That catches the outside part of the plate, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes to the East catcher, Willie Brand. Here it comes. Swung on and missed. Brand is out as the runners will advance. And that will actually two down. He's going to run that out. Right, two outs. He's safe at first. The ball popped away from the catcher. Normally, with less than two outs, he would be out since there were runners on first and second. But with two down, Brand will reach. Strikeout, wild pitch. And that will load the bases. That will load the bases for Eric Daniel. Have a pitch. High, ball one. Seems like a long time ago that Adams Friendship got the first 2 outs of this inning. Daniel batting for the second time in the inning. And that's line into left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. One run will score. And here comes the second run. So a two-run single for Eric Daniel. Drives in Denke and drives in Heiding. Brand will stop at second. And we've got a pinch hitter for the Lumberjacks. It's going to be Aiden Schein who will hit for Ian Corbett. Fenner with the stretch and the pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Two down, runners on first and second. Eight runs in here in the inning. And the pitch, that's high, 1-1. The stretch by Fenner, and the pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 1-2 now. Runners take their leads. Fenner's got the sign he likes. Here's the pitch. Looks like they off that one. A little chopper towards short. Going to be a tough play. The throw across is going to be out of the reach of the first baseman. He couldn't make the catch. Brand's going to score on the wild throw. Schein will go to second. Daniel will stop at third. And the inning continues. That's going to be a tough play for the shortstop. He made the play, made the throw, but it was low. And the first baseman, Bork, couldn't come up with it. So now, runners on second and third, still two outs. And Ben Schubring will stand in, the designated hitter. East did have some pitchers warming up. Here's a pitch blocked in the dirt, blocked nicely by Ferretta. And it's 1-0. We'll see a new pitcher in the bottom of the fourth for the Lumberjacks. I would imagine. Schubring digs back in. The 1-0 pitch. That's down low and outside. Blocked again on the backhand stop by Ferretta. It's 2-0 now. The stretch and the pitch. Schubring lifts it in the air, playable on the infield. Fenner, the pitcher, is going to try to make the play, and he can't make the play. It drops, and the inning will continue. One run is in. Daniel scores from third. Schein advances to third. Runners at the corners, two down, and that brings up Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder. They just can't get in the dugout here. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Fifteen to nothing the score here in the fourth inning. Stretch and the pitch. Inside corner for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. Strike three called outside corner. That's a 15-0 strike right there. And the inning is over. But for the Lumberjacks in the fourth inning, 10 runs. Let's see, 10 runs on 5 hits. There were a couple of errors and 2 men left on base. And the score after 3.5 innings of play, it's the Lumberjacks 15 and Adams Friendship nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Adams Friendship with Lumberjacks leading 15-0. They're going to let Luke Strick throw another inning. Apparently his pitch count is down where it needs to be, so he'll get one more. Ben Schubring is warming up in the East bullpen. I would imagine he would pitch the fifth. But Adams Friendship will try to get on the board here. Austin Duma at the shortstop will stand in. First pitch is down low and inside, 1-0. Dumit singled his first time up and was then picked off first base by Strick. Stretch and a pitch. Breaking ball bounced in front of the plate. Sam Romanski now catching for the Lumberjacks, and Aiden Schein remained in the game at first base. Wide and a pitch. Fastball stayed inside a bit, and it's 3-0. Strick has gone to 3-0 a few times here today. He was able to work back once. He does have one walk, I think that 2 walks on the day, both last inning. And there's a strike, 3-1. Was able to get out of the jam, though. Only one hit on the day for Adams Friendship so far. The pitch. Fastball, strike on the inside corner, and the count out full, 3-2. And the pitch. That's ball 4. Popped away from Romanski back to the screen. Dumit will stay at first. Third walk of the game issued by Strick, and that'll bring up Colin Ferretta, the catcher. Grounded to third, his first time up. They've got Schein holding on the runner at first, a 15-0 lead. Probably could have him play behind the runner here. Strick's going to throw over. I think with a 15-0 lead, just go after the hitter. Don't worry about the runner. Stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball stayed high and tight. It's really a hard breaking ball, maybe a slider, but stayed up and in. 1-0. Stretch and the pitch. That's in there. Nope, rode inside. 2-0. Now time called at the plate. East Baseball brought to you in part by Devorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See Devorney Orthodontics. You can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DevorneyOrthodontics.com. The pitch swung on and missed. Went after one up the letters, and it's 2-1 now. Runner takes his lead and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. 3-1. First game of the year, and if nothing else, you're going to see pitchers struggle with their control. There's a pitch outside, ball 4, second walk of the inning. That's 4 walks in the last 2 innings for Strick. And Steve Heinrich's going to go to the mound. That may be all. Let's see. He wants to make a change here. We saw it with Adam Friendship pitchers, and now we're seeing it with Luke Strick. Struggle with command, and obviously your first time outside, first time on a real mound. He's going to stay in there. Like to get him through the inning if you don't have to use too many pitches and then get Schubring out there for the fifth. And the hitter will be Mason Finner. Swung on and missed, breaking ball. He didn't get it, and it's 0-1. Finner came in to pitch last inning. Next pitch is popped up on the infield. Infield fly rule should be in effect. Peterson comes up and will make the grab for the first down of the inning. One down. Still runners on first and second. Have Ethan Chappie, the third baseman, will stand in. He grounded out to second. His first time up. Strick ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball is there. Blocked nicely by Romanski. Moved the feet, got over there and got down and kept the ball in front of him, and it's 1-0. Kept the runners from moving up. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. Fastball inside. 2-0. Runners take their leads. Here's the pitch. That's chopped foul at the plate. And it's 2-1. Two balls, two strikes, one out, runners on first and second. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lumberjacks in command here. They lead it 15-0. A 10-run fourth inning broke the game open. Here's the pitch. Check swing, did he go? Yes, he did. Chased one in the dirt that time, and it's 2-2. Couldn't lay off the big breaking ball that time. Two balls, two strikes. Strick gets the sign he likes, and the pitch. Fastball grounded in the hole towards second. Peterson's over. Nobody got over to cover first, and the runner's going to be safe. That's going to be a base hit. Schein had to realize that that was Peterson's ball, but he kept going after the ball. Strick was late getting over to cover, and so the bases are now loaded. Steve Heinrich's coming out. That's going to be all for Luke Strick, and we'll get a pitching change here, and we'll take a break. Ben Schubring coming on. It's 15-0, but Adam's friendship has loaded the bases with one out here in the fourth inning. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Adam's friendship. We are still in the bottom of the fourth inning. New pitcher for the Lumberjacks is Ben Schubring. He was DHing. And Luke Strick stays in the game. He will play second base. So Schubring comes in to the field. Adam Peterson out. He was being DH'd for. And James Kipfer, the left fielder, will stand in. First pitch is a strike, and it's 0-1. Kipfer struck out his first time up. Hitting here now with one out, and the bases loaded. Green Devils trying to get on the board here. They trail it 15-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Big curveball from Schubring right there. Bottom fell out of that one, and it's 0-2. Schubring shakes off the side, now gets one he likes. The 0-2 pitch. Another curveball. It's in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. And it's 1-2. A wide by Schubring and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Kipner chased one upstairs. And there are two down here in the fourth inning. And that'll bring up Garrett Bork. Bork now playing first base. He started in right field, came into pitch, and now playing first base. And now he bats with two outs and the bases loaded. Schubring fires fastball. That crossed up Romanski. The ball off his glove and rolled up the first base line. Runners couldn't advance, though. Almost looked like that pitch crossed him up. Call that a strike. 0-1. And the pitch. Big curveball dropped right in there. Man, Schubring's curveball is working here. It's 0-2. He's thrown three or four really good curveballs here in the two batters he's faced. Nothing at two. And the pitch. Fastball fouled back and out of play. And it's 0-2. See if you can get out of this and preserve the shutout here. And the pitch. Curveball again. That stayed inside. 1-2 now. Shubring gets the pitch he wants. Here it comes. Fastball grounded towards short. Heiding's going to charge. Make the play to throw across. It's going to be scooped by Schein for the out. And the inning is over. So Adams Friendship turned away here in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and three left. And the score after four complete remains, Lumberjacks 15, Adams Friendship nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Adams Friendship. We go to the fifth inning, and another new pitcher for the Green Devils. It is Colin Ferretta, the catcher, going out to the mound now. Fenner moves back to first base. Some other changes as well, including David Pfister coming into the game. And Pfister is playing the outfield in right. Luke Strick will lead things off here for the Lumberjacks. Grounded hard to short, and it goes right through the wickets. And Strick will reach on the error. So the Lumberjacks have the leadoff man on. And Bryce Whitmark comes to the plate. He's hit two balls hard. He's got three RBIs, a double and a single, scored a run, three RBIs. He also flied out to center. So a good opening day for Bryce Whitmark. The stretch and the pitch. That's high and tight, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. And the pitch. There's a good pitch for a strike, 1-1 now. Whitmark thought about it, couldn't pull the trigger. Brennan Becker's on deck. He's going to hit for Denke. Strick takes his lead at first. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Whitmark laid off. 2-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. Proud to sponsor Lumberjack Sports because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. The stretch. Ryan Ferretta have a pitch. Whitmark lines one but fouled out of play down the right side. And the count even at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Long look by Ferretta. Now he's ready. Now time called. Now it's got to be a balk. That's a balk. Whitmark asked for time, didn't get it, and Ferretta stopped his motion to the plate. That's a balk. And Strick will go down to second base. You can ask for time as a hitter. The umpire doesn't have to grant it. If you're a pitcher in that situation, you just keep throwing the ball. So Strick's at second on the balk, and Ferretta took a long time to throw that 2-2 pitch. Here it comes. Curveball, that stays inside. Whitmark ducked out of the way. Didn't break back enough. Count full out. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes to Bryce Whitmark. Here it comes. It's in the dirt. Ball four. Whitmark draws a walk. Runners on first and second now with nobody out. And Brennan Becker will hit for the first time this afternoon. Becker hitting for Tanner Denke. The stretch by Ferretta and the pitch. There's a strike inside part of the plate, 0-1. We're in the fourth. We're in the top of the fifth, actually. Top of the fifth, Lumberjacks leading 15-0. Stretch and the pitch. That's popped up but fouled out of play. And the count quickly 0-2 on Brennan Becker. Nothing in two. Nobody out. Runners at first and second for the Lumberjacks. And the pitch. Curveball was behind Becker, and it's 1-2. The stretch, the check, and the 1-2 pitch. Grounded right back to the mound. Pitcher goes to first. He would have had an easy force at third or second. Instead, he goes to first, gets the out there, but the runners advance. So a fielder's choice 1-3 for Becker moves the runners up to second and third. That was a one-hopper right back to the mound. It was one of those instances where you might have a guy on the mound who's not used to being there, and first instinct was to go to first instead of he would have had an easy force out at third or could have gone to second to try to turn a double play there. Instead, one down. Runners on second and third, top of the order, Jordan Heiding for the Lumberjacks. Stretch and the pitch. That's a high strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Heiding's got a couple of hits and a walk, a couple of runs scored, a couple of stolen bases. He also bounced back to the mound in 4 at bats today. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. Just missed inside, and it's 1-1. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. That's bounced toward first. Slow roller. Run's going to score. They're going to take the out at first. Strick comes in to score. And an RBI ground out for Jordan Heiding. Second out of the inning. Widmark moved up to third on that slow roller to first base. And now it's Sam Romanski batting for the first time this afternoon. First pitch is a high strike at the letters, 0-1. Romanski came in to catch last inning for Willie Brand. Right-handed hitter. And the pitch. Breaking ball lifted in the air to left field. And it is going to be caught out there for the third out of the inning. So the Lumberjacks get one here in the fifth. An RBI ground out for Jordan Heiding. And for the Lumberjacks in the fifth inning, one run. There were no hits, one error, and one left. And the score after 4.5. 16-0, Lumberjacks lead. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And we're back here at Adams Friendship. Lumberjacks will try to finish things up here. This will be a five-inning game because of the 10-run rule here. East leading 16-0. And Adams Friendship will have the 9-1-2 hitters up. Seth Sparby will lead things off. He struck out his first time up. And Ben Shubring into his second inning of work. First pitch, check swing, did he go? They say no, 1-0. High fastball from Shubring, and Barbie was able to lay off. The wind and a pitch. That's fouled back to the screen, and it's 1-1. Lumberjack Baseball brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau-Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Shubring ready to work. Here it comes. Breaking ball. That dropped in there. Yes, it did. And it's 1-2. Shubring showing off a big bender today. One ball and two strikes. Wide and the pitch. Another breaking ball bounce at the plate. 2-2 now. The wide and the 2-2 pitch. Fastball right there for strike three. Sparby caught looking. And there's one down here in the fifth for Jacob Babcock. Babcock has lined the third and walked in his two at-bats. Shubring looking very sharp here. The wind and the pitch. Another breaking ball. That stayed a little bit inside. It's 1-0. wide end of the pitch. Fastball popped up, and that's going to get out of play over the east dugout. On the first base side, 1-1. Lumberjacks back in action tomorrow night. Weather permitting, we'll be in Chippewa Falls. And we'll have the game live for you right here. Pre-game show at 4:45. First pitch, 5 o'clock. As East takes on the Chi-Hi Cardinals. Next pitch from Schubert, breaking ball swung out and missed. And it's 1-2. It's supposed to be okay. A little rain overnight, but the rest of the day tomorrow is supposed to be okay, so I think we might get that one in. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball bounces in front of the plate that time. 2-2 now. Wide by Schubring and the pitch. Fastball now low and outside, and that's ball four. That's ball four, ball three. Ball four. A walk to Babcock, his second of the afternoon. And Chris Becker will come up, the left fielder. And the pitch, fastball high, ball one. So, of course, as soon as I say that Schubring's looking sharp, he starts struggling a bit with his command. 1-0. Shine holding the runner at first, 16-0. No reason to hold him. High fastball again, 2-0 now. Not going to run. Down 16-0. And the pitch. That's low and outside, so all of a sudden, Schubring struggling a bit, 3-0. The stretch and the pitch. That's at the letters for a strike. And it's 3-1. The stretch and the pitch. That's poked on the ground towards second. Strick will charge. The only player at first base. They get the out there. And there are two down here in the fifth inning. Fielder's choice. Babcock advances to second, but now two down in the fifth, and Austin Dumit, the shortstop, will come to the plate. He has singled and walked. He has one of two hits this afternoon for the Green Devils. Schubring the stretch and the pitch. That's popped up, should do it. Hiding drifts back. Now he'll come up a little bit, and he'll make the grab, and the inning is over. And I believe that should do it. It is. That's the ball game. 16-0. The Lumberjacks roll here in their opener and get the shutout victory over the Adams Friendship Green Devils. We'll take a timeout, recap all of the stats from this one, and to tell you about tomorrow as well. All coming up here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at Adams Friendship, where the Lumberjacks win their opener here by a score of 16-0. Adams Friendship, too many miscues in the field defensively, and also a couple of big innings for the Lumberjacks broke this one open. For the Lumberjacks, 16 runs, 11 hits, and no errors. And for Adams Friendship, no runs, 2 hits, and 7 errors. Winning pitcher was Luke Strick, and he had 3 strikeouts and 4 walks. Ben Schubring finished up, 2 strikeouts and a walk. The losing pitcher, Jacob Babcock, for Adams Friendship. Big hitters in the game for the Lumberjacks. Jordan Hiding had a couple of hits, a couple of runs scored, and an RBI. Eric Daniel with a couple of RBIs and 3 runs scored. Ian Corbett had an RBI double in the game. Schubring with a couple of hits and an RBI. Also, a good game for Bryce Widmark. He had 2 hits, 3 RBIs, including a double, and a 2-run single for Tanner Denke in his varsity debut today as well. So Lumberjacks got on the board first with 3 runs in the first inning. They were able to add to that with 2 more in the third. And it was 5-0. And then they broke it open with 10 runs in the fourth inning. As they sent 15 batters to the plate in that fourth inning, scoring 10 times and breaking the game open It was then 15-0. They added one more run in the fifth to make the final score 16-0. So 1-0 to start the season for the Lumberjacks, and they are back in action, at least scheduled to be back in action tomorrow night, non-conference game at Chippewa Falls. And we will have it for you live right here, pregame show at 4:45, and the first pitch set for 5 o'clock. We want to thank all of our sponsors. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer tonight as well. And we want to thank you for joining us and hope you can follow us all year long on Fox Sports Radio AM 1390 and FM 93.9. And if you check our website, foxsportswausau.com, you will find a new blog area called All About Lumberjack Sports. And you'll be able to find lots of things like pictures and the game accounts, stories, and all of our podcasts of the games as well will be in that area of the website. Everything Lumberjacks, the blog area on Fox Sports Wausau and also WSAU.com. So once again, thanks for joining us here, and good news on the opening day for the Lumberjacks. They win it handily by a score of 16-0. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to Wausau East Lumberjack Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.